Okay, let's get into Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Mem Beis, and we are in Perek Bameh Isha, what one is allowed to carry out, what one is not allowed to carry out, and we're talking about mirrors. That was the last point that came up here on Mem Aleph Mem Beis, that it might be usher to look in a mirror on Shabbos because of the chashash of gozes, either because we originally thought that the mirrors of old had sharp edges, and one might quickly see a hair that shouldn't be there. So I'll go next to the mirror. I'll bring the mirror next to my beard and give it a little chop. We're not worried that you're going to go find a scissors and then, but that would take too long. And by that time, you'll remember that it was Shabbos. But in terms of that quick gozes, it'll be a problem. Then we had a machlokas, whether it's kavua bakosa, where you can't move the mirror. And the Gemara said that maybe the chashash isn't that you're going to cut it like that, but you might just pull it out with your hands. And therefore, even if it's kavua, set on the wall, that could be a problem. And that, of course, is for the chashash of gozes is for a woman. Now we get, what about a man? So the Gemara now says, v'ha'ish afilo b'chol aser. So we're up to about 6 lines up at the bottom. A man is never allowed to look in a mirror. Afilo b'chol aser, she'ena derech kavod. Because it's not kavodik. It's not kavod. What's not kavodik? Because it is a women's thing to do. And because if it's a women's thing to do, it's not kavodik. Not just not kavodik, you look in the language of the Rav Chaim Kanievsky as one example. She yisnaeb kederech nashim v'ka'avar mishum lo yilbash. Not just not a nice thing, but it's a violation. It's a violation of lo yilbash gever. Right? This comes up in the Bavli in Meseches Avodah Zarah as well. On Daf Chavtes, where it talks about this topic about using a mirror. And if you look in Yaradeya, in Kufnun Vav, that's the simen about Chukos Akam, which we'll get to soon, but the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Beis, Aser lo'ish lo'histakel b'mara, mishum lo'yil bash gever. I once heard a Musar Shmuz many years ago, and the Rav started off with, sometimes we gotta look in the mirror. According to the Shidas, that you're allowed to look in the mirror. Yeah. But, also there's just talk of a mara, mishum lo yilbash gever. It's also for a man to look in a mirror because of lo yilbash. Ela imkei mishum refua. Unless it's medicinal reasons. Kagon choshesh be'enav. O shemisaper atzmo. O im haircut. We'll see in soon. O imistaper miovik ochavim be'no leveno. Bechulu. Rama. V'yesh omrim. Had also leros be'mara. Hainu dafka be'makam she'en derech leros be'mara. Raknashim. If you live in a society where only women look in the mirror, that's where it's an Isra of lo yilbash. This may be shum lo yilbash gever. Aval b'makam she'derech ha'anoshim liros gamkin b'mare mutter. But if it's in a time period and a society where men also look in the mirror to make themselves look presentable, then it is allowed. It is v'chei nagu, says Rama. And that's what the minhag has developed for those men who want to look in the mirror, is not a problem. One shouldn't be focused so much on the mirror, because, you know, one shouldn't be besalsel besairo, as, Chazal say about Yosef HaTzadik in his younger years, but one has to know that the neshama is, the ikar, more than the guf in general. Continues the Gemara. Shlosha Dvar Meitiru Lebeis Rebbe. There were three activities that Beis Rebbe, they matured for Beis Rebbe because they were close to the government. And, even though these things smack of something usser, but still they were allowed. Shiroma Mara, they're allowed to look in the mirror because they have to look presentable in order to, be involved with the governmental officials. Vishiyu Masapran Kumi, they're allowed to get this non-Jewish type of haircut. Doesn't mean a case where they're going to shave all their payas. It was, it's just, that's, there'll be Nisadar Isa. But some type of haircut that was known to be non-Jewish, where they would leave the back and cut the front, so they were allowed, because again, they had to fit in to be able to be part of the, governmental officials, to be able to be good, to do good things for the Jewish population. And number three, Shimalamdanis Beneyam Yavanis. And they taught their kids Greek. Greek what? So different pshatim, Greek wisdom or Greek language? Right, different chazals about those two. Remember Greek language, that was the Septuagint, that the Torah was translated into Greek, and that was considered a tragedy, and or Greek wisdom, rechachmas yavanis, a certain type of wisdom that we don't, it's not what we have today, it's something connected to, could be connected to Avodah Zarah, could be connected to other values that are not our values. But either way, all these three activities were allowed. She yihayu zakukim lamalchus. Because they were zakuk, l'malchus, karban ha'eda, she'ekrovim l'malchus, v'tzrichan la'amod etzlam, they had to be with them, ula galeach b'giluchem, to get their types of haircuts, ula his kashet, ula daberimahem, v'chach was yivana kadarkan, to talk to them about these issues, these topics. Achachmas Yevanis, the Yesh Bazeh Hatzalas Nefashos. Right, this is like Hatzalas Nefashos, says the Karban Eida, Kemaisa Dereb Ruvain Itzterubli. Right, that the, like the Gemara says in Meseches Me'ila, Reb Ruvain Itzterubli, remember that amazing story? That's, if you say that there is a famous Gemara in Me'ila, there really is not so many famous Gemaras in Me'ila, you have to make everything famous. But the Gemara in Me'ila Yud Zayin, that's the story, where there were the gzeiras that were made against the Jews, that no bris mila, and no Shabbos, and no mikvah, and they had to figure out a way to help. So they would said, who are they gonna send to get rid of the gzeiras? They sent, so first, Rav Shimon is to Rubli, before they sent the Rav Shimon Vayachai, which was, later, so first, on Daf Yud Zayin, they sent, Reuben is Terubli, he infiltrated the, let me just find the Lashon, Gazer Malchuk Zerah Shalo Yishmur as a Shabbish, Lo Yamalu as Beneim, Vishayivalu as Anidas. Halach Reuben is Terubli, Visiper Kumi, Falach Yashav Yimahim. He got this haircut in order to be a spy, to infiltrate. And he says to them, you know, do we want our enemies to be rich or poor? They said, oh, to be poor. They said, okay, so why are you making them work on Shabbos? They're working an extra day, making more money. So they're like, oh, good idea. So they stopped making the Jews work on Shabbos. And then they said, do you want our enemies to be strong or weak? They said, weak. Like, okay, so why don't you let them do bris mila? Give them a surgery. So it could be, they could be with them. Like, oh, good idea. They go to all these, and then finally they found that he was Jewish and they put back all the gzeiras. Which is, I always found this Gemara to be classic anti-Semitism. It doesn't make sense. There were good reasons to make them not work on Shabbos and make them have bris mila. Doesn't matter. It's Xera, right? But that was Reuben and Terubli. He started to do that, and then they were machzer all of them. And then they said, who's going to be about to go about the Xeris from Shemar Yechai? And, we have the continuation of that story. So that's what it says here, that these were, allowed. The issue is, if these were just Mishum Xera, in Yisrael Rabbanon, an Aser Mishum Minhag, then you could understand why it would be Mutter Mishum Krovin Lamalchus. If it's Aser Daoraisa, is that enough? If it's mamish pikuach nefesh, then you could understand, okay, pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to violate Yisurah Daraisa. But if it's not mamish pikuach nefesh, is this going to be usur? The post came here on the tour, talk about the issue of misaprin kumi, these types of haircuts, right? Is this an issur Daraisa of chukusem los elechu? You're not allowed to walk in their ways? If it's an issur Daraisa of chukusem los elechu, then how's the mutter? How's the mutter? So again, answer number one, pikuach nefesh mamish. But it doesn't seem like Pikuach Nefesh Mamish. It seems like they're going to be buddy-buddy with the guy, maybe in a more general sense. But the Beis Yosef asked this question, Yeradeya Kuf Ayin Ches, in the Simon of Chukas Ha'akum, V'yim Tomar, Kiva Demida Raisa Siri, Hanach Mili, Umil Kanami Laki Alayu, these types of haircuts and these types of clothing they were talking about, Heich Haya Koach B'yad Chachamim Lahatir Isser Torah, L'Krovi L'Malchus. How could they have mattered it? So v'yesh lomar demishum atzalas Yisrael yishkoach biadam lahatir. Yeah, maybe for the good of the entire Jewish people. Right? There are different mechanisms of heter to save one person's life or in general to kishayesh Yisraelim krovin lamalchus omdim beperes lavat lagzeris. Like Me'ila Yudzayin that we just said, and like other examples. Va'od, and here's another amazing line by the Beis Yosef. Va'od yesh lomar shatar lo pirsha davar. Is there a list in the Torah of what's included in don't walk in the non-Jewish ways? It doesn't say that anywhere. It says generally, magical principle, and it was given over to the Rabbanan to figure out the contours of the Isser Da'oraisa. Heim asru dvarim elu l'shar b'nei adam, v'lo ro'u l'asrum l'kurvan l'malchus. V'krad v'chusim lo se'lechu, yizkayim b'krovi malchus b'dvarim she'enam ma'alim v'lo maridim l'nin kurvasam l'malchus. This is an example. The Gemara says, b'zor kaz v'chachamim by very few, by one or two dinim, but Rishonim and Achronim quote this in other contexts as well. The principle of masra kaz v'chachamim, and therefore the Rabbanon said that this daraisa applies here and this daraisa does not apply there. Remember the Ran uses this by Rechitza on Yom Kippur, Right? The Rambam holds that all five inuyim are usur daraisa on Yom Kippur, not just eating and drinking. All the other inuyim are also usur daraisa, not karis. Karis is only by eating and drinking. But washing and anointing and tashmish hamita and ilas hasandal, the Rambam says those are usur daraisa on Yom Kippur. Rabbeinu Tam Ba'al Tosfos say no, only eating and drinking is daraisa. But all the other ones are derabanan. After all, the first mission, the last parak in Yuma says, a king and a kala are allowed to wash their face. How can they wash their face? Is it not daraisa? If it's derabanan, you can say, okay, Chazal said that they can wash their face. But if it's daraisa, how could a king wash his face? Says the Ran, what would the Rambam say? Masra kasa lechachamim. Right? Rechitza, it's not that the iser, rechitza is usur, period, but the Isra Vechitza was given to the Rabbanan to interpret and to apply where they think it's appropriate that this should be Asa Daraisa and where this shouldn't be Asa Daraisa. So you have to know exactly where, how to apply that principle. But that is the, another example. Here's the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef in the end of Yoredea, Kuf Ayin Ches. The Bach here has another important line. The Bach says, in Chukzei Mo Selechu, part of the Isser, an ingredient of the Isser, is only where you want to be like the Goyim. You want to be like the Goyim. And that obviously is not the case here. The Lekha Hacha Kushya. The Lashem Chuzem Lo Selechu Lo Tishma Lo Mashma Elisha Rotze Lehistamos. Velinho Kemosam. Part of the Israel is where you want to be like them. Shinira Shemoda Ledaitam Ukaloshan Esifri. But if you're only doing it, Lashem, becoming like the, closer to the Malchus in order to save the Jewish people, that's not included in the Isser. Some Isurim have to do with the Kavana. And if you do it L'shem good Kavana, it's not included in the Isser. Remember, we also have this in the Ran. The Ran in Meseches Gittin that talks about the Isser of freeing your non-Jewish slaves. The Isser of Lolam Hem Tavodu, the Mitzvah Zaseh. So remember, Rabbi Elazar freed his slave to get a minion. Right, to be number 10. So also there, how can you do that? Right, Lom Tavodu is only usur when it's not L'shem Mitzvah reason. But if it's L'shem Mitzvah reason, it's not the Isser. It's not that it's Nidche, but it's not the Isser at all. Okay, there's a lot to talk about there. Chusem Oselechu, but we continue now. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yevo, second to last line. Rabbi Yevo, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Mutar Adam Laminis, Bito Yevanis, a person can teach their daughter Yevanis, B'neishu Takshila, because it's something that adorns her. What does that mean? The Karbana Eda says, Al Yedei Kei Nos Eschein Beinei Matronisa, she'll find favor in the eyes of those who she is around. So similar to Karav L'Malchus. Similar to Karav L'Malchus. The Pnei Moshe says, the whole issue of teaching this type of language is because we're worried about informants by the Jewish people, and women generally aren't informants, the Mishnah Pnei Moshe says, and that's why it's okay. Shama Shmuel Barba heard this heter of Rabbi Avahu, that Rabbi Yevo said this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, this heter. Va'amar, begin to Rabbi Yevo, boy Malfa Bante Yevanis, who told you like Rabbi Yochanan. So Rishon Rabbo was very upset. He was also a talmid of Rabbi Yochanan. And he never heard Rabbi Yochanan give such a heter. He says, because Rabbi Yevo wants to teach his daughters Yevanis, that's why he says it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that you're allowed to. Shama Rabbi Yevo. Rabbi Yevo says, Umar Va'amar, and said, Yavo Elayim lo shamati min Rabbi Yochanan. All the curses in the world should fall upon me if I didn't hear it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Just because you didn't hear in the name of Yochanan, you know, it doesn't mean that he didn't say it. And therefore, he said that it is Rabbi Yochanan matched it. Tani, back to carrying things out and wearing things on Shabbos. Tani, ein yotzin b'istama. One is not allowed to go out with an istama, is a type of scarf. What type of scarf? Right, different mefarshim say that, look at the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, it was a type of scarf that would keep away the flies. Others say it was another head covering. Shlosha daram nemar b'istama. There were three things that are said about an istama. Ein ba mishum kilayim. There's no issur of kilayim by an istama. Why not? It is not woven. It's not spun. The threads aren't spun altogether. And therefore, there's no kilayim da'araisa. Kilayim da'araisa is only when linen and wool are woven together, number one. But number two, wait a minute. Even if it's not da'araisa, maybe it's d'rabanan. Because even if it's not woven together, it will be d'rabanan. So that's the next step. The next step is, because it's not soft. The Issa Durabanan of Kilayim is only where something is soft and gives you Hanas Lavisha. We discussed this a few days ago. But here, it's hard. It's a hard material, and therefore there's not even going to be an Isser Durabanan. So, by an Istama, there's no Kilayim, Veinam Atayim Negayim, and there's no Tumas Negayim. There's no Tumas Negayim again, because that requires a Beged, by big Beged, to get Matayim Shim Saras. It has to be Shua Tavui Venuz, and that doesn't apply to this beged. Vein yotzei ma b'Shabbos. And number three, you can't wear it out on Shabbos because we're nervous. Remember, it's not. It might be a scarf and it's a beged, but you might take a woman might take it off to show her friends. It might fall off, and therefore it's a problem. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer af ein ba mishum atara lekalos. It's also not a problem of atara lekalos, meaning if there's a type of crown, tiara, some type of jewelry made out of this material for a kala, that's not included in the gzeira from Maseches Sota that a woman can't wear certain types of crowns since Churban Beis HaMikdash, so that this is not included. Not included. Why is it included? The Ritva says here, on Daf Nun Zayin in the Bavli, because that only applies to metal. To metal types of crowns, so that's what would be a problem. But this is made out of a material, and therefore it's not included in the Atar. So three or four halachos that apply to the istima. Good, we continue. V'lo be'ir shelzav. The Mishnah said that a woman cannot go out with a ir shel zahav, a city of gold. What is an ir shel zahav? Rav Yehuda Amar kigon Yerushalayim dadav. Yerushalayim shel zahav, a type of jewelry that had an outline of Yerushalayim in gold, and that's what wasn't allowed. Rav calls you again because it's beautiful. You're going to show it to your friends, and therefore you might come to carry it. Rabbanan tekesaron amrin parosh tok taklin. Okay, that's some type of the carbonate that says shame tachshit, a type of tachshit, type of jewelry. Maisa Rabbi Akiva shazalishto ir shel zahav. There was a story of Akiva made for his wife in ir shel zahav. We'll get back to that. Chamte itzid Rabbi Gamliel v'kanyus bay. Rabbi Gamliel's wife saw it and she was very jealous. She's like, I want an ir shel zahav. Also v'amras kamo v'kumei baila. So Rabbi Gamliel's wife comes to him and says, I want one too. Was she jealous? Was she just because she was the nun? Rabbi Gamliel was the nasi. She thought it was appropriate for the nasi's wife to have such a jewelry. She says, "What about me?" Amar la, hakan havis avdesli kamada havis avdalei. Well, did you do for me what she did for him? Havis mizavanim mikliyasa dereisha. She used to sell even the shawls or maybe the braid, something about her hair, viavalei, and gave it away vahu lai baraisa to support him in his Torah learning. Meaning, she was in a different category, even to Rabbi Gamliel's wife. And therefore, that's the end of the story. We don't know what Rabbi Gamliel's wife answered to that. That's left out. But, remember the Gemara in Nedarim. Gemara in Nedarim Daf Nun. Where the Gemara says, remember after Rabbi Akiva got married, and his father-in-law, who was extremely rich, Kalba Savua, was no dear all the money because she was not interested in his daughter marrying some shepherd boy. And therefore she did not get any of the money of the riches. That's, in Ksubis, Samach Gimel or so, and Nedarim here, Daf Nun, that's where I'm reading it from. Kabbal Savua, Shavua, Savua, Adra Hana Mikol Nichse, Azla Visni Vele Besisva. They got married in the winter. Havigani Beitivna. They were sitting in the barn. Favikamankele Tivna Minmazye. And they were taking out the hair. They're taking out the straw from the hair. Who was taking out the hair from who? So it seems to be a machlokas we've shown him here. Was it he was taking out the straw from her hair, or she was taking out the straw from his hair? Either way, it was an act of, love. Amar la, and he says to her, Ihavile. Right, I remember as a parent, we used to read these books. Give it in a wish. Right? Even if you can't give something, give it in a wish. So what does he say? Ihavile, if I had enough money, Ramina lech Yerushalayim dadaba. I would buy you a Yerushalayim shel zahav. Right, I'll buy that for you. And then the story, Eliyahu Navi knocked on the door and said, you have any straw? My wife just had a baby. And he said, look at this. They don't even have straw. Yeah, please take some straw. But later on in the Gemara, the same daf of the Gemara says, there was later on in life, there were six events that made Rabbi Akiva rich. One of them was that Kabbal Savua realized who Rabbi Akiva was. And there were others. And what does our Gemara say? This detail is not there in the Nedarim. Our Gemara in the Yerushalmi, he bought her. He bought her the Yer Shel Zahav. Right? That's only quoted here in the Yerushalmi, the end of the story. The end of the story is that he actually bought her, and Rabbi Galil's wife was even a little jealous about that. Okay. There's a lot to say about that story of Rabbi Akiva. I remember he went away for 12 years and he came back and he turned right back around without saying hello. 24 years. Okay. Let's continue. Taman Taninan, we learned in the Mishnah in Idios. The Mishnah Idios, which remember, that's the Masechta, that every two lines is a different topic. Because there's no Gemara in Idios. That was the testimonies that they accepted when they moved the Sanhedrin to Yavne, and they wanted to make sure that they had all of the correct misoris, so they accepted testimonies by all of the Tanoim to let them know and record what exactly was the halacha. So Tamat Aninan, Shnayim Mishayim Rabbi Eliezer. They said two statements in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. One of them is the opposite of what we just said. Yotze Isha Bir Shalzav. There's no problem with a woman going out with an Irshel Zav, maybe because she's an Isha Chashuva, she's not going to take it off. Or it was somehow on that there was no shots like that. Umafricha yonim sulamina edus. And the pigeon racers, the mafricha yonim are pasola edus, right? That's midah rabbanan, right? Midah araisa, what makes somebody pasola edus? There are two categories of sulah edus. The Rambam and Hilchas edus and Perek Yud, right? Number one is if somebody does an aveira habitually, chayvi malchus or worse. Chayvi malchus, right? That makes somebody a rasha, halachically. Chayvi malchus, chayvi Mrs. Bezdin, chayvi krisis, chayvi malchus or worse. Number one. Number two, the other category is, what if you steal? There's no punishment, right? It's a labanita glase. It's labanita tashlumen. So you pasul edus for there? Yeah, that's a different category. Russia to Hamas. A Russia having to do with money, financial Russia. So those are the two categories of Russia and Russia to Hamas. So Russia to Hamas is pasul edus midaraisa, only if you're actually a Russia to Hamas, a ganav or a gazlan or a chamson or a... But what happens if I raise pigeons? I'm a gambler. So midaraisa... Midaraisa pashtus, that is not going to be pasul edus midaraisa, but it is pasul edus midarabanan because of the principle of asmachta. Asmachta lo kanya. Asmachta. I commit to something based on a future event that didn't happen yet. That's asmachta. So is that commitment, if I commit to paying you today, pay you, okay, I committed to pay you something today. But if I'm paying you today based on a certain event in the future that didn't happen yet, and maybe I want one way, right? There's a race, there's a something that's going to be in the future, and it is big sugya, is it biyadi, is it not biyadi, is it in my control, it's a card game, it's a pigeon race, so that's the sugya of asmachta, as we know, and asmachta lokanya, and therefore, at least this pasul edus, at least midrabanan. So that's the second statement that was made in the Mishnah Idyas. Tani, Rabbi Meir Machayev. So now we have a third shita. What did our Mishnah say? If a woman wears an irish azav out, that's an isadrabanan. Because it's jewelry, so midaraisa, it's fine. But it's, we're worried that she's going to take it off. So our Mishnah says it's also drabanan to wear this gold. What did we just say in the Mishnah in Idyas? Rabbi Eliezer says it's mutter. So far we have mutter, we have also drabanan, now we have a third opinion. Rameir says, mechayev. What does chayev always mean? Daraisa. Daraisa. So we have three shitas, meaning it's not a regular piece of jewelry. It's a masa. Why would you say it's chayev daraisa to wear this piece of jewelry out? Right? It must be that he, Rameir, have used it as a masa. So the Gemara says, Bein Rabbi Meir l'Rabbanan, between Rabbi Meir, who says Daraisa, and the Rabbanan say Daraisa, Darabanan, Nicha. So I understand there's not so much room between that machlokas. Rabbi Meir, Machayev, Achalim Potri. Bein Rabbi Lazar, l'Rabbanan, Nicha. I also understand Rabbi Eliezer, who says Mutter. The Rabbanan would say also Darabanan, Nicha. Rabbi Lazar, Matav, Achalim Osrim. I understand those machlokos aren't so wide. Bein Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Eliezer, Kasha. Right, Rabbi Meir, Machayev, Rabbi Lazar, Matir. Right, it's very unusual to have what's called a machlokas min akatze el akatze. Machlokas from one side all the way to the other side. They say one says daraisa, one says mutter. Wow, there's no answer to that question. There's no answer here. The Gemara in Shabbos later on, Kufla Meches discusses is there a way to put it together? But machlokas ben akatz al akatz. If you look in the Stechemet, he has a whole section, an entry. Do we ever have a machlokas ben akatz al akatz, where one says also daraisa and one says mutter? Here's an example. There is a middle shita, so I guess it's a little better. It's a little better, but that's this. Fine. Reb in Yoni bar Susai Amar Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Kol makom shomer chachamim lo seitziv im yatzas chayev eschatas. Anytime when the Rabbanan said that you shouldn't go out, and if you did, it's an isadaraisa. Asur lasis ba bachatzer. You can't even go out to a chatzer. Right? Forget a street. A yard, which midaraisa is, which is a yachid. Midrabbanan, you need an erev chatzeris. It's semi-public. But wherever it would be usher, Rabbi Eliezer says, wherever it would be usher daraisa to go out with this, then the Rabbanan said you can't go out with it in a chatzer, because then you might go out in the street and then take it off, and then, you know, it's only one step removed. But if the whole isher is Rabbanan as it is, and even if you would go out with this, it would not be a masa. It's only this is Rabbanan, then there's no gzeira, you could go out with it into a chatzer. Because even if you do go out into the street with it, it's only going to be a nasa drabanan. So that's why, that's Rabbi Elazar Shita. Rabbi Babar Kohen B'Shem Rav Sheshes, Masisa Amarkein, I think the Mishnah later on proves this. Why? The Mishnah on Daf Mem Hei. Ube Kavul, Ube Ve'a Nachris B'Chatzer. It says the Kavul, the cap, which we had that already, the cap that goes under, You could go out with that into a chatzer, right? Because if you go out with these into the street, it's mutter, right? And therefore, it's not going to be an aser d'oraisa, and therefore, you're allowed to go with it into the chatzer, right? Again, the kavel we had in machlokas, right? That's why the Mishnah says on daf mem back at the beginning of a parak, you can't go out to a kavel l'rishus harabim. That's what the Mishnah says. But why? It's a drabanan, you might come to take it off. But because it's only a Siddur Abanan, that's where you're allowed to go into a chatzer with it. Rabbi Lai B'Shem, Rabbi Shimon Ben Chia, Afilu argues. Afilu Makam Shamar Lo Tzeiz Bim Yatzeh Ina Chayev Es Chatos. Rabbi Shimon Ben Chia, Bar Chia says, even if it would only be a Drabanan, Asur Allah Tzeiz Bar L'Chatzer. Even if it would only be a Drabanan, if you go out to a street with it, you still can't go out with it with a chatzer because you might come to take it off. And if you take it off a carrier, that would be Daraisa. So what that right now, if it's on, is not called a masa. But the whole issue here is that we're worried that you're going to take it off to show somebody or it might fall off. And then it's going to be daraisa by carrying anything. Period. So now we get back to what we spoke a little bit about yesterday. The question is, how do you understand this Gemara? We quoted yesterday the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was quoted in the Ramban and the Ritva and Shabbos that said, all of these potential problems are only by women who take off their jewelry and show their friends. And that was what was the language of the Gemara, yesterday's daf, al yidei sha'anashim shachtsonios. Right? Doesn't sound such a good word. But shachtsonios, they're boastful. But men, you don't have to worry about it. It sounds like from the Gemara they were about to do, that's not true. If you've got how to read this Gemara according to Rabbeinu Tam, it might be, sometimes you have, is it a question? Is it a statement? But the Pashim Shah sounds like this is, as we'll see. V'ho'esha sha'aydei she'enu shachatz mutter. Right? The Gemara is asking or the Gemara is making a statement. We'll read it as a question. Right? Is a man allowed to wear these things out? Because he's not chachas, he's not boastful in order, in the ways to show their friends. They're not so into how they look. Right? We said men don't look in mirrors as we started off today's daf. Right? So is that going to be mutter? Nishmini men adab? Yeah, learn it from the following. Rabbi Gamliel, Barebi, Yaro Latayel, Bato Chatzer, Rabbi Shabbos. Rabbi Gamliel went down into his chatzer on Shabbos. Umafteach shalza biyado. And he had a key of gold. Biyado, the Mefarshim explained, that means somehow woven in. He's not carrying the key. It was somehow like a tabas, like a ring key. The garu bochaver mishum tachshin, and his friends got upset at him. What do you mean? What are you wearing this for? How could you come into the chatzim with this? You can't go into the yard, to the rishus rabin with it. Sounds like it applies to men too, right? Sounds like it applies to men. The question was, does it apply to men? And the answer is, yeah, it applies to men because Rabbi Gamliel's friends got upset at him. What would Rabbi Natam say? Maybe it's, you know, it's a unique type of tasha that will be taken off. Maybe we pass it like Rabbi Gamliel. Maybe we're not passing like the friends. Okay. Says the Gemara. So had the Amra. But what do you see from that story? Ha'asui l'shem tashad aser. Right? Even if something is just made for a tasha, even though it's a kli, right? Even if it has the status, it's a key, which has a function. But if it's made into a tasha, it could be aser because you might come to carry it after you take it off. Had the Amra asui l'kach l'kach. Even if it's made for, it has two functions. It's decorative and it's functional. It's still going to be aser. Hada amra echad ish v'echad isha. And you see, men or women, it applies to. Hada amra afilu b'makam shar melotez v'im lozi im yasa ena chayev es chatas, aser olazim ola chatser. And even in a case where it would only be a drabana to take it out, because he's wearing it, he's not carrying it, it's still going to be aser on the chatser. So you see all of these details from this little story that the friends of Rabbi Gamliel got upset at him. Okay. Period. Says the next Mishnah. Lo yetzei yesh b'sandal ha-mesumar. A man cannot go out on Shabbos with this type of sandal that has spikes or nails, right? Sticking out, they used to have these nails with spikes so you could walk on the dirt better. You can't go out with this, why? We'll see in the Gemara, why not? You might remember that it was just based on a specific tragic story. V'lo b'yachid b'zman she'en barag l'maka. And a yachid, even just one person, can't go out with him, if he doesn't have a wound on his foot. If he has a wound on his foot, then it's mutter. We'll have to see why. V'lo b'tfilah, and you can't go out wearing tefillin. Can't go out wearing tefillin. Why? Because either tefillin is lav zman tefillin, Shabbos is lav zman tefillin, and therefore it's a masa, it's extra. What are you wearing? Or, the Mefarshim here explain, the Karban Eidah, based on the Gemara, even if Shabbos is man tefillin, where goes, you might come to take it off. Maybe you have to go to the bathroom. You have to go to the bathroom, you got to take it off, you're going to be carrying your tefillin. Right? So either way, Shabbos, we paskin, Shabbos is lav zman tefillin. We paskin, it's usher to wear tefillin on Shabbos. Not just, no need. It's usher. Maybe we'll start with that Hashem tomorrow about Shabbos is an os and tefillin is an os. So, maybe we'll start with that next time. But first we'll continue. Or an amulet that is not an expert amulet, not an experienced amulet. It's called extra. That is not a davar rogil of refua, because it's not tried and tested. V'lo b'shiryon, v'lo b'kasto, v'lo b'magafayim. With these special types of armor or helmet or special types of foot gear. V'imyatzei nechayev eschatas. But if he goes out with any of these, he's not chayev eschatas because it's clothing. And it's not a masa daraisa. B'bnei magazir al tzad alamasumar yesh omrim she'eros es rosho mapilos v'yesh omrim she'eshom es kol mapilos. Some say you can't go out with these types of sandals that are sharp and looking, because when women who are pregnant see it, it's going to like scare them and cause them to have a miscarriage. Okay, unusual. They'll be so shocked that they'll hear it or they'll see it. V'yesh omrim, and others say, and this is the shita that's mentioned also in the Bavli. There was a terrible story of Jews hiding in a cave, and then they heard up above people walking and thought it was the enemies. They started going crazy and started to get out, and they were wearing these shoes, and they killed each other. And really, it wasn't the enemy on top. But because of that, they said, you can't wear these types of shoes. Can't wear these types of shoes. And we'll see, what does that have to do with Shabbos? We'll see. What are the difference between the reasons, right? The reasons of the miscarriage reasons, they'll see it or they'll hear it versus the reason of danger because it's going to hurt. Hadusta, or the dusta. A dusta is a sandal hamisumar. It has these nails that it doesn't come out. The Kabbalah says, Eina barzel hashanun, the sharp edge doesn't come out meirosho, elohu tachas haregel. It's not on top. It's on the bottom. It's on the bottom. So therefore what? Manda amar shahayiroa says rosho mapilas muter. Right? It's not visible. So therefore, if it's the issue of, oh, the women are going to see it, it's going to be a motor. Oman demar shayishomos kolom apilos. If it's about hearing it, they're going to hear it scratch against the ground. Oh, shayinitchagin zeh, bazev argin zeh, zeh, usser. So according to the second two reasons, it's still going to be usser, in that case. Last line. V'lo b'shas hashmad gazru. V'kivin shavar hashmad yeh motor. Wasn't this whole gzera just made at a time of danger, the whole story? So why should it be usser now? So the answer is, lo amad bezin ubitel. Well, a later bezin wasn't mevatel, the takana, and as we had earlier, right, you need a bezin to be amad mevatel. Sometimes you'll say it's a built-in reason, and it'll be mevatel by itself, but here the Gemara does not say that. Therefore, these types of sandal mesumars, were not allowed. We'll end with a question, me'ad afil b'chol. So if this is true, so why is it only usher on Shabbos? What does that do with Shabbos? The sandal mesumars. It should be usher even during the week. So we'll have to get back to that. I'll stop here. We'll get back to that question by the Shem next time to answer.